Greetings once more from the hills of La Jolla. It is difficult, even now, after these many years of being together, to say certain things. And one of them is that there is no world outside of your mind. Remember that, as you study today's lesson, that the external world is pure imagination. It does not exist out there. Everything you are looking at is your mind made visible. Now that is a truth that is necessary for you to keep in mind, a truth you must live with day in and day out, so that upon waking every day you look out and say to yourself, whatever I see today will be my mind. It will appear to be objects, but it will be my mind. And I want to emphasize this right here at the outset, because if we are seeking the peace that passes understanding, it is not going to come except to those who know that my mind and the world are one and the same. Now let us turn to John, with a great debt of gratitude, knowing that it was he who said, God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in the spirit and in truth. All over the world, individuals are seeking truth. And we, who are students of the infinite way, do not want to make that mistake. Seekers of truth always fall short of finding truth. And the reason is that the human mind cannot know truth. If we are going to follow any individual who is a seeker of truth, we are going to end up without spiritual power and without spiritual identity. Please try to remember this. Every time in your life that you have missed the mark and have wondered why the truth you knew didn't help you, it was because you were seeking truth or applying truth or speaking truth. Yes, you've been told to worship God in truth, and you may know truth. You may be able to mouth the truth. You may be faithful to that truth. But really, how faithful can you be to truth if it is a truth of words and thought? Let us see that truth is like the sunshine. There are no words of yours or words of mine that can make the sun warmer. No words can turn it on or off. It's going to shine without any assistance from you or me, from science or from religion. It's going to give us light. And this light and this warmth are totally independent of your words and your thoughts. Truth is the same. The presence of truth and the activity of truth are totally independent of your words and your thoughts. Truth never changes. It never increases. It never decreases. It never flows for a short time and is then withdrawn. Truth is always present. It is invisibly functioning all around us every moment. Now let's put it together. We know that the truth will make us free. We know that God is spirit. We know that spirit is life and light. Now we know that truth is spirit. Spirit is truth. Ye shall know the truth. Ye shall know the spirit. And the truth, the spirit, will make you free. I, said Jesus, am the truth. He was saying, I am the spirit. Truth is spirit. Spirit is truth. I am the truth. I am the spirit. And when he said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free, he was saying, ye shall know the Spirit, and the Spirit will make you free. To know the truth, you must know the Spirit. Only the Spirit can make you free. Only the Spirit gives life and light. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I, the Spirit, speak unto you, these words, they are Spirit, and they are life. And now we can almost see why the seekers of truth have always failed. Without Spirit, there is no life. Without Spirit, we are sleeping. And even while we seek the truth, learn about truth, speak the truth, and think the truth, we are sleeping. I am the truth, said Christ. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. I am the Spirit, said Christ, and no man cometh to the Father except by Spirit. You see, you are the Spirit. You are the truth. Or you are nothing. And the truth is Spirit. You are Spirit or you are nothing. Christ, giving us the great secret, the secret of spiritual identity, gives us the secret of truth that makes us free. Spirit is free. You are Spirit. Now let's hold that a moment in consciousness. Unless I am Spirit, I am never free. And let's make a note of these biblical statements by Christ in the Gospel of John, 4:24, 6:63, 8:32, and 14:6. I'll repeat them in a moment. These statements should become very vital to all of us. They are spoken by Christ in you, by I, the Spirit of you, and they are reminding you that I, Spirit, am the truth of your being. Now let us meditate briefly on each of these biblical verses to prepare ourselves for the God experience. John 4:24, God is a Spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in Spirit and in truth, with our eyes closed. We are contemplating this great truth that God is Spirit. And if I am going to worship God, I must worship God in Spirit. In truth. I must be the Spirit. I must be the truth. I can only worship God where I am, not up there in heaven. And so right here, I worship by accepting the Spirit of God as the truth of my own being. I am the living Spirit of God. I am the truth. And today we're going to learn how to be that truth throughout the day. Not to seek it, not to search for it, not to mouth it, not to learn it. We're going to learn how to be it. To worship God in the Spirit, as Spirit. In truth, as truth. Not to, not a me looking for these things, but a me that is the Spirit, that is the truth. then I will be worshiping God here on earth as the living spirit of my being. And that acceptance, that realization is the worship in the spirit, in the truth. Which truth liberates me from the limitations of the flesh? We are merely abiding in the Word, purifying the consciousness, preparing for the descent of the Holy Ghost. We are breaking the continuity of thought from the world mind as it mechanically forms images within us. We are reaching another altitude of consciousness. John 6:63. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. The words and the thoughts that flow through you when you are the living spirit, when you are the truth, and are no longer a divided self. These are the words and thoughts of spirit, and they carry with them the substance and the power. That is a level that you will find is available to you at all times, just as the sun is shining, just as the truth is flowing, the level in which the words of Spirit within you, as substance and power, are available to you, are always there expressing. It's simply your conscious awareness of this fact, made into a permanent conscious awareness. And today we will deepen that capacity. Ever waiting for the inner quickening as spirit comes into consciousness, releasing us from the mechanical world mind. We're waiting just like the leaves on a tree. Be still. I am the Father are one. The Spirit will quicken you out of mortal consciousness, making all things new. John 8:32. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The knowing will be that you are the Spirit of God. And within ourselves we should be saying, the Spirit of God is my being. This is the truth. And as the Spirit I acknowledge as my being comes into my consciousness, as I become spiritually conscious, there will be a conscious awareness within myself that I am no longer a person. I am the truth itself. And all that I express is the infinite individualized as the truth of being. I express the qualities of the Father. They all flow through my being when I am not a channel for the world mind. Then I am the truth. And the power of the truth is self-expressing. I am free from every limitation when I am the truth realized. And there will be today moments when this is very clear to you. We still await the quickening of our infinite spirit. John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I, Spirit, am the way to the kingdom of heaven on earth, to the full, complete realization of divine identity. I, Spirit, am the truth. I, Spirit, am the life. Spirit is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh to the Father except by Spirit. So we know that the secret is the spirit of my being realized. And with that as a preliminary, we can move ahead now into the God experience. I might add one thought. And that was in John, first chapter, verse 3. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. I'm quite sure now you can see that very clearly as the revelation that we live in a spiritual universe. All things were made by him, and him is God, him is Spirit. All things were made by Spirit. And without him, without God, without Spirit, was not anything made that was made. Nothing was made except of Spirit. That is the revelation by John, right up there, of a spiritual universe. That Spirit is the substance of all reality. And that is why you must be Spirit to be the truth. To be free, to express the qualities of God. No man cometh unto the Father except he who is the Spirit of God. Now we have the spiritual you, the spiritual universe, and there is no other. All else that is in the world, which is not the Spirit, was not made by the Spirit and has no existence except as mental image. We've got to clarify that so that we can put it behind us. To worship God in spirit is very different than religious worship. You must worship God where God is. And you must worship God by living in the kingdom of God. It's not a me here worshiping a God there. Unless we worship God right here on earth, we're separated from the very God we seek. Now that's why John's information that God is Spirit is so vital to us. We must worship Spirit here on earth. To experience God, we must be where God is. And God is Spirit on earth, right here, right now. Like Jesus, we cannot seek truth. We must be the truth, which is the Spirit, right here, right now. I, right here, right now, I am the Spirit of God on this earth. Where the Spirit is, I am. Where I am, the Spirit is. Where God is, I am. Where truth is, I am. The Spirit of God on earth is the truth of all being. The truth of your being, of my being. The first commandment is that I am that Spirit. The second commandment is that my neighbor is that Spirit. So wherever I go, all that can be there is the Spirit of God. Either your Spirit or my Spirit, his Spirit or her Spirit, the one all-pervading, invisible Spirit of God. All things were made of the Spirit of God, and without the Spirit of God, nothing was made. We walk as Spirit, in Spirit, surrounded by Spirit. Then I am the truth, and that truth makes me free. If you are not worshiping as spiritual identity, then you are in the mechanical mind stream of the world. Last month we spoke of it as the challenge. We want to see how that challenge works. If you are in the mechanical mind stream, all you can experience is the opposite of truth. You will experience world thought. Now look around you in the room that you happen to be in at this moment. And if you can, let your eyes fall on a chair. Now you think you're looking at a chair, but you are not looking at a chair. You are looking at your own mind. And in your own mind, there is a chair. Now let your gaze fall on something else. Either a table or a rug on the floor, a lamp, a picture on the wall, anything else. Now you think you're looking at these things. You must learn to know consciously that you're not looking at these things. All you can ever look at is your own mind. And in your own mind are the images. A chair, table, rug, lamp, picture, statue, tree, television set, books, walls, ceiling, clock. Whatever you see is mind substance formed into the appearance of things. The world around you is mind substance. Your mind substance. My mind substance. Everyone's mind substance. The world around you is not the kingdom of God. It is totally mental. You are always looking into your own mind. And you are seeing forms in it. And you are believing that these forms are external to you. These forms are never out there. They're always made of mind substance. And the only place they exist is in your mind. Now just imagine that on a chair in front of you there was a person dying. A person very sick, ravaged by disease. Now ask yourself, does God make sick people, dying people, people ravaged by disease? It says Spirit makes all that is made. And God being Spirit, Spirit didn't make what you are imagining to be sitting in that chair in front of you. And so, who makes sick people? Not God, not Spirit, the only Creator. They are not made. They are mind stuff. They appear out there. God is not making them well. Why? Because they do not exist in the mind of God. They exist only in the mind of human beings. Just as your own form exists only in your mind, my mind, his and her mind, but not in the mind of God. Every form is mental. Every object you see and touch, every person you know, everything you believe to be out there is mental. It appears there because your mind is a television station. There is a sender, a receiver, and there is an idea that is sent. Your mind is the receiver and the screen on which the forms appear. The sender is the world mind. It sends ideas. Not divine ideas, but world mind ideas. And these ideas flow throughout the world mind, and every human mind tunes into them automatically. You tune into them without even thinking about it. And then mechanically, with no effort whatsoever on your part, these world mind ideas flow through time, space, flow through your mind. You receive them, and automatically you bring these ideas into form as objects and things, conditions, animals, birds, and people. It takes absolutely no effort on your part. It's a universal automatic process. You've been doing it from infancy to this very moment. Your parents did it before you, their parents before them. So we all live this way in our own minds, controlled and then influenced by the images that move in our minds. Even though these images are not divine and not perfect. We watch these images being born. We watch them die. And we accept them as reality. We see their animation and we accept that animation as aliveness. We're unaware that it is all a play of our senses within our own minds, forming our make-believe universe, an electrical counterfeit within our minds of the perfect spiritual universe that exists all around us. What is a person? That's a strange question, isn't it? The Bible tells us what a person is. According to the words of God in the Bible, God is no respecter of persons. Cease ye from man, from persons whose breath are in their nostrils. Why? Because form is an image in the human mind. It is not an eternal or external reality. Flesh is grass. Be ye transformed by the renewal of the mind. Have ye that mind which was in Christ Jesus, a mind which does not counterfeit, does not make up images and believe them to be reality. Be reborn of the Spirit. Do not be the creature who cannot know God. Do not be the image in mind which is called new man. Do not be the picture that comes and goes, but let the Spirit quicken you out of these fleshly images. out of the imagined world into the perfect spiritual reality that surrounds us all. Live consciously in the kingdom of God right here on earth, in the true creation, in the substance of God itself, and you will be the truth. This is the only freedom, the real freedom, the promised land. The Lord is my shepherd. He restoreth my soul. He opens my inner eye. Spirit is my shepherd. In spiritual identity, I shall never want. Spirit makes me lie down in green pastures. Spirit leads me beside the still waters, out of the imagined forms of the world mind. Spirit leads me through the valley of the shadow of death, revealing the nothingness of all evil, of all error, of all imagined fleshly form, all imagined objects. Spirit prepares a table for me, reveals to me the true spiritual kingdom, where the world mind, the wilderness, imagines enemies. Spirit anoints my head with oil, reveals reality, purity, perfection, eternal being. Spirit overflows my soul, my cup, with eternal goodness, eternal love, eternal life. And I will dwell in the house of Spirit forever. This version of the 23rd Psalm just came spontaneously as a natural outgrowth of dwelling with you in spirit. And so it will be like a tree, like a leaf on the tree, with no capacity to interfere with the life of that tree. It lets the life flow through, forming its own substance into buds, flowers, fruit. The leaf could do none of that. It must wait for the life of the tree to manifest, to express where the leaf is. In our mortal mind stream, the images we form come out from and into this fourth world, which we call Earth. From the world mind into your mind come these ideas that your mind then forms into images. Forms which are not of God, are not spiritual, but are mental. This becomes your fourth world. But if, like the leaf in the tree, you do not react to these forms, if you let them flow, merely watching them in silence from further back, behind the world mind, the life of spirit flowing from the three heavens above, the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh world, will flow through the stillness of your mind. There's nothing more for you to do about it. Just be there, being still, letting something higher than the world mind express before you start reacting to the form. And like the leaf, you simply wait. And way, way back, behind and above the world mind, which is counterfeiting reality, a new level of idea is born that flows to you, through you. And this new idea that comes to you, being divine, this is what your mind will shape into images in the mind. You will see these images, and they will be formed out of the Christ mind, the still mind, the mind that is not a captive of the world mind. And these new forms will still be within your mind, but they will be under another government, another law. They will be flowing to you from the real source. You will find how gently this works, so that the least effort you put forth, the greater the clarity and purity of that which flows from the infinite. Now, it has come to my attention many times that in your meditations, many of you are still struggling and striving too hard. And we want to clarify again today that, like the leaf on the tree, you are not to do the work. That is how you stop at the fourth world of matter, of mind. The minute you try to do the work, you break off the flow, the continuity from the higher level, and you're stopped in your tracks right where you are in the world of opposites. Whereas when you learn to quietly trust the Spirit of God to be doing its work, you will not react to the forms that appear seemingly out there, but only in your mind. You will look at these forms and know, I'm only looking at my mind and my work is not yet done. Now, when these forms move, I'm not going to react to them. I'm going to continue looking at them until the higher levels push forth their ideas within me, transforming the images in my mind. Now, you remember we said that in order to experience God, we must live where God is. In order to be the truth, you must be the Spirit. You must live here and now consciously in the kingdom of heaven, where Spirit lives. God lives in heaven. Spirit lives in heaven. Heaven is where you are in the spiritual awareness of being. And when you are living here consciously in the kingdom of God, identifying yourself and your neighbor as Spirit, as the invisible universe around you as Spirit, you must go one step further. It cannot be something you speak with the lips, where the Spirit of the Lord is. The qualities of the Spirit are. And so for you now to live consciously in heaven, on earth, there are a group of exercises that have been prepared for you. Every exercise is begun with the knowledge that I am the Spirit of God. I'm not a human mind expressing world mind ideas into thought forms that die. That's only the fourth level of consciousness, an incomplete fractional level, which limits me to a lifespan of opposites. I know the secret of how world mind flows through me, and I form images that appear to be external, and now I'm going to let these images flow through me with the knowledge that they are not out there,
And in their place, I am going to invite the higher ideas of the divine consciousness. And I'm going to accept that just as the sun shines and truth flows independent of the human mind, I'm going to accept now that all of the qualities of the spiritual universe around me are flowing now independent of the human mind. I cannot coax them into coming into my life. They are here already. I cannot coax the sun to be warmer or brighter, or truth to be more truthful, or the intelligence of God to be more intelligent. I cannot influence in any way the purity of God, the harmony of God, or the peace of God. It is here. But I can empty out my concepts, which are the forms and objects and conditions I have accepted in this world, removing all concept until I am in a state of purity, so that the qualities of God which are here can express themselves. And so the series of exercises we will institute are these. Number one, we will accept that just as the sun is shining, as truth is flowing, here and now, right here, all around us on this earth, not just in the sky, the intelligence of God is flowing. All around you now is the intelligence of God. This becomes the first contemplative meditation which you are to practice. We will do it now, and it is your first one for tomorrow. It will go something like this. The intelligence of God has no opposite. It is here. It is permitting no evil. It is permitting no error. It is permitting no sickness or disaster. God isn't sending hurricanes and typhoons and tornadoes. God isn't sending earthquakes and avalanches. None of these things are in the substance of reality. None of these things are in spirit. The intelligence of spirit is maintaining its own perfection. That intelligence all around me is my guarantee that there is an intelligence running the spiritual universe. There is no one here who can improve that intelligence. No one here who can improve the spiritual universe. It is always being maintained by the perfect intelligence of spirit. And because I am living in the kingdom of spirit on earth, I am that spirit. That intelligence is the only intelligence I can accept. There is no second intelligence. There is no counterfeit intelligence. There is no unintelligence. Whatever denies, by its appearance or its activity, the perfect present intelligence of the Spirit of God is a non-existence. And I, to live in the kingdom of heaven here on earth, cannot accept any unintelligent action as happening. Whatever is unintelligent is impossible and can only appear in the mind that beholds it. Whereas yesterday I would behold an unintelligent action and in some way have a feeling about it. To live in the kingdom of heaven on earth, I must watch that unintelligent action, knowing that it is not external, it is not there, it is not happening. It is appearing to me in the human mind, which is a channel for the world mind, the fourth world, and I am not reacting to it, but am watching it with no judgment, no criticism, and no praise, because it is not there. It is not out there. It is only a world mind idea which my human mind had converted into an unintelligent action of a form. And I know it is not there. No unintelligent action exists in the spiritual universe around me. I am not accepting a material universe around me. I am walking in a spiritual universe and being faithful to the intelligence of the divine mind, the divine consciousness, to be present, governing all that exists, and therefore no unintelligent action is possible. In this contemplation I rest. To this I am true. I cannot change an unintelligent action because it isn't there. I cannot sympathize with it. I cannot resent it. I cannot judge it. I cannot condemn it. I cannot fear it. It is not there. Any more than that sick person that I had imagined some time ago. If I am faithful to this, I am living in the kingdom of heaven on earth, where God is, where Spirit is. I am being the truth, not knowing it. I am the truth. I am the intelligent action of Spirit. And beside me there is no other. The shadow of the lie must fade and dissolve because spiritual truth leads me to green pasture. And I stand in that truth until the false shadow of the lie vanishes in my consciousness. Now, this is your first exercise tomorrow. Not only is the Spirit omnipresent, but the intelligence of Spirit is omnipresent. There is no second intelligence anywhere. There is no intelligence to create a war or to maintain a war. No intelligence to cause or maintain a disease. No intelligence to run one automobile into another. Therefore, these things, which could not happen in the presence of divine intelligence, are not happening. Do you see how you're taking the power of the world mind away? How you are removing the false sense of power it has had to force upon us forms that have no existence? that could not exist in the presence of divine intelligence? And by supplying the missing ingredient that divine intelligence is present, you remove the hypnosis of the world mind, which says unintelligent action can be present. But it means nothing unless you work with it. Unless it becomes a daily concentrated contemplation until you take from it the essence of its truth, until you can walk away from this experience and know that you have the power to look out upon the world, which says to your mind that unintelligent action is happening, and within you is the strength to know, no, it cannot, because divine intelligence is present. Divine intelligence is omnipresent and permits no unintelligent action. Therefore, no, an unintelligent action is happening. And I say to you, work with this tomorrow until you feel that you have developed the capacity to even get a glimpse of the great truth which can free your mind from the world mind stream and open you to the life stream of the soul. Now make that your subject for contemplation for tomorrow. There'll be another one for the following day and the following and so on. But if tomorrow you do it 2, 3, 4, 5 times, that's not too many. And to guide you, you might use the contemplation we just went through. But don't do that for 4 or 5 times. Let it run freely from your own inner self. Get the feeling of it so that after this contemplation we have had is repeated with you once or maybe twice, learn to let the full flow of your own inner spirit dictate your contemplative meditation with the subject that the intelligence of spirit is present without opposite, everywhere, on the highway, in the home, in the hospital, on the battlefield, in the city, throughout the world, the omnipresent intelligence of God is. And you live in that divine intelligence without opposite. Let's take a second, and this will be for your second day. Let's take the harmony of God. Now remember, we are moving, living, having our being in the presence of Spirit on earth. In other words, we are accepting a spiritual heaven as our earthly home here and now. And we are remaining in that spiritual heaven on earth by abiding in the qualities of Spirit, knowing that where Spirit is, the qualities of Spirit are. And certainly harmony is a quality of Spirit. So if I accept that Spirit is here everywhere, I accept that harmony is here everywhere. I am abiding now in the harmony of my own Spirit. Everywhere is my Spirit. Everywhere is the Spirit of God, and therefore everywhere is the harmony of God. Here is the harmony, and it isn't something that changes because I don't see harmony. The harmony is as ever-present as the sun and as the truth, as the intelligence. What I see does not change the fact that the harmony is here. If I see a cloud, it doesn't change the fact that the sun is in the sky. If I hear a lie, it doesn't change the fact that truth is present. If I see a discord, it doesn't change the fact that harmony is present. The discord is the false appearance in mind, still chained to world mind, But I am the Spirit of God. And therefore, that discord which I see is only a remnant of my material consciousness. It isn't reality. I can look at the discord and every other discord knowing it is denying the presence of spirit. It is denying the presence of the harmony of spirit. And because spirit is present and its harmony is present, because nothing but spirit is present, that which is not harmony is not happening. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It is but a trick. It is not out there. It is in the world mind idea, which my mind has formed into an appearance called discord. And I'm not stopping at the fourth world. I'm waiting for the three heavens above to send their idea through me, and it will appear as the harmony which is present when I wait upon the invisible spirit of my own being. I am the spirit. I am the harmony. And that which denies it is but an appearance which I do not accept as a real happening. I rest in the harmony that is ever present. Every discord on the earth is a lie. Spirit is here without opposite. Harmony is here without opposite. Discord is never possible, is never happening. The world illusion of discord, individually expressing, is not happening. I am living in the kingdom of spirit. I am knowing the truth. I will experience the freedom of God's presence. We'll pause now, and then we're going to return to our spiritual awareness and the qualities of that spirit, all part of the daily God experience. Be back with you in a moment.